Hello, and welcome to Pastorable Insights and Actions weekly wrap-up show. I'm your host, Anthony Reed, and I thank each and every one of you for joining this simulcast. And where the word simulcast comes from, it means audio and video. With that being said, we have a simulcast on this podcast, which is both streaming on Anchor Podcast, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and Spotify, and pretty much anywhere you can get your audio and streaming podcasts. On the Facebook side of it, I have a page on Facebook called Pastor Robles, or I'm sorry, Live with Pastor Robles Incidents in Action. That Facebook page is strictly for people who do not have the means of streaming podcasts. So I was reaching out to some of my friends and people who I'm in communication with, and what they'd like to see is they would like to see a simulcast, and which that means just basically add audio and video. Video to the podcast. So that's what we're doing here, and that's what my goal is with this. So once again, shout out to Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Anchor Podcast, and pretty much anywhere that you can stream your podcast is where you can hear this. So I thank you for the people on the video side of this, and I as well thank all of you for listening on the audio side of this. And for those of you that do everything and you guys listen to audio and video, I thank all of you. I thank all of my people who I'm involved with for following me on this journey. It's been about 5 or 6 years now. I started this page back in 2017. I started this kind of as a pilot program, just kind of seeing what I can do to keep the community informed. I've been in the community for the last, it'll be 28 years in April. That's my whole life. And so I'm dedicated to community service, and I'm dedicated to the media, and I'm dedicated to the news, and letting people know kind of what's going on in and around the community. I have a good rapport with Pastorable's emergency services. I have a good rapport and a good reputation with the Pastorable's Police Department, and as well as the Pastorable's Fire Department, and with those that are involved with the city. So I thank each and every one of you for your support. If you work for the city and you're listening to this podcast, I thank you, each and every one of you, for doing this podcast and listening to this podcast. I thank you for the support. So this this episode is going to be kind of a little short, short in a good way, because I don't have much of a report for you guys this week, because nothing happened from last Saturday all the way to yesterday being Friday. So I don't have much of a report for you guys. Like I said, I can report on a couple incidents that took place last week that kind of led into this week, one of which was a stabbing that allegedly occurred in the Walmart parking lot. I have a follow-up from that that I will read just briefly here, and I'll give you some kind of context on that here in just a minute. So, and also I will be reporting on the AED that was dedicated in the city park this last week as well. So, yeah, so I have a little bit about that as well. So let's just do some follow-up on a case that I brought to you guys last Saturday, which was a stabbing, and that happened in the Walmart parking lot. Let me bring it up here. Give me 1 second. Bring it up here. Okay, so if you remember last weekend, we had a we had actually two events, one of which happened at the Rite Aid parking lot in Paso Robles in the 2400 block of Spring Street, where a person was shot at, or two people were shot at in the Rite Aid parking lot. No follow-up in terms of that. I haven't gotten a press release. I reached out to the police department. They said that they don't have any follow-up on that at all. It's just an ongoing investigation. So they said if there's any updates that do come about, they will be emailing out a press release. But as of right now, I don't have anything to report on that incident. But I do have a follow-up report on the stabbing, like I just said, from last weekend, last Saturday evening, not yesterday, but the week prior to, being February 10th. So, let's get to that follow-up. So the follow-up reads is that patrol officers were dispatched to the area of Walmart where there was a reported stab victim. It says the victim was stabbed possibly three times in the riverbed, and the suspect was allegedly at large. And the victim was transported to an area hospital where he received treatment. And that is kind of where I want to start with this follow-up here. And it says that on February 10th, patrol officers responded to Walmart and they investigated a stabbing. And it says that detectives worked throughout the night and were unable to find anyone in the immediate area at that point, meaning in the Paso Robles city limits. And they received multiple tips. And it turns out that the victim fabricated the events. It means that he lied to the police, basically. And he said that the victim was not stabbed in the riverbed, but it says the victim was stabbed by a person by the name of Caitlin Coffey of Paso Robles. There was some sort of a domestic dispute between the two. It says that Caitlin Coffey, 29 years old of Paso Robles, stabbed the victim several times before being dropped off at Walmart in the Walmart parking lot. It says the detectives also learned that the stabbing occurred outside of the city limits of Paso Robles. And it says the detectives in the early morning of February 11th located Caitlin Coffey in the California Valley. She was arrested for assault with a deadly weapon and possession of a controlled substance. It says the Coffey was later booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail, and police detectives are also intending on pursuing charges for the victim for the fabricated story. So once again, I followed up on that as well this week, and there is no update on that. And so as soon as I get more information on that, I will bring it to you guys in the next podcast here. But other than that, that is it. That is all that I have for you guys this morning. If you guys want to have a little bit of freedom of speech, we can have that. You can comment, and I will bring up the video on my tablet here. And we can have a little bit of freedom of speech if you guys would like to. I'm not seeing any comments as of yet, but let me see who's watching. I see a couple of people that are watching, but I don't see any comments. So, yeah. So that's all that I have for you guys this week. I told you it was going to be a little short episode here. I will give it a couple minutes just to see if anybody comments or has any other comments or concerns that they want to bring to my attention. I can see the comments right here. I have it at my little tablet here that's on the side. But much over that, I want to thank each and every one of you for following this page as we are in episode three. And so we continue to just do what we can do and just being a public service and being a reputable and I don't know what I want to say here, but just a reputable news source. And so in terms of getting the information out to the public. And so I don't see any comments. I'm looking at my screen and I'm not seeing any comments on the tablet. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up here, guys. And so if I have any more follow-ups with anything, I will let you guys know. And I do understand that we're supposed to get some rain this next week. I guess we can talk about that. It's not supposed to be as severe as it was a couple months ago when we had that big torrential downpour that caused three rescues in the riverbed. I'm not hearing that it's going to be that severe, but I guess we're supposed to get a couple of inches. And so, oh, that's one thing that we could talk about too, is the Kyle Doan situation. The 5-year-old child that was lost, I believe it was a month ago yesterday, I want to say. It was a month ago on January 10th. That child has not been found. There have been multiple search parties from the public and from the sheriff's department. I know at one point there was the National Guard that was in the area that also did a search or a couple searches, and to no avail, there were no results as a result of that. And so I guess search parties are still being formed by the public, and they are still attempting to find this child. I know that it can get a little bit touchy in terms of what happened, in terms of the signage, and in terms of what really happened, like leading up to the event. I know I've heard that there have been multiple reports of speculation in terms of, like, did she drive into it? Did the water come up to the door, being the mother? And so I just don't have that information. I've only heard speculation on that. So yeah, so as of this point, the child has not been found. As I understand, the sheriff's department are still conducting the investigation in terms of that, in terms of coming to a resolve. As of that, they haven't called it yet. The riverbed, it the water is flowing, or has been flowing from the Salinas Riverbed from south to north, because typically water flows from north to south because of gravity. Not to get scientific, but that's just the way it works. And so all that is being looked at this point. And so the Salinas Riverbed flows from north, or from south to north. It's not the typical, like I said, just flows downhill. It flows from the south to the north, and so it ends up in King City around the Salinas area, and then eventually dumps off into to the ocean. So no reports of sightings or anything like that. Like I said before, I know that there have been multiple search parties that have been involved from the community, and they haven't come up with any results as well. But as soon as I hear or get some information of any updates in terms of that, I will be sure to let you guys know, and I'll keep you guys updated on that as well. But until next week, that's going to do it for me. Thank you guys, each and every one of you, for listening to this. And I want to give a shout out to my sponsors, Apple Podcast, Anchor Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, and every other podcast streaming platform. All right. Until next week, guys, you stay safe and you be blessed.